Girl, it is a new year. You know what folks say, new year, new you, but I feel like the same OSHA letter from 2022.
Oh, girl, I have to tell you, it is, you know, just getting, you know, as you get older, just getting kickstarted in the year, you know, the resolutions never did really mean anything to me back then, but, you know, it's more, it's really, really just kind of important to, you know, just do something, you know. I think mine's is kind of really more, spiritual. I don't know why. Mine has been more spiritual, you know, because but health wise, I know I need to do it. So I definitely want to you know, get my, you know, like I was saying, I went to the gym. My son is a fitness trainer, but he's been like, Mom, you should be in the gym every day. It's literally like half a mile from my house.
Walking distance. And you just driving by.
And you know, and my thing was, I was like, I passed by this right next to Sprouts. I said, "Ooh, it's a lot of people there. It's all those, you know, resolution people at the gym."
Yeah, I ain't going.
Girl, I done went in there. Ain't nobody up in there. I've been going there the last 2 days. Nobody in there. I said, "See, I didn't have any excuse."
Yeah, because I like early morning. All your gym clothes on, girl, doing the
girl,
thing.
Girl, got my work hair on and everything. You know, girl, you know, you got to, sometimes they'll be like, "Oh, we just pop on to, you know, get on a meet or get on a, you know, a Zoom call." I'm like, "Oh, good grief." I said, "So I got to be ready." Just in case. So
okay. So home. What was it like to go back to the gym for the first time in a while? Because I have to be honest, I can't even tell you the last time I was in the gym. I don't believe that it has been in the 2000s. It was in the, like the kids really? Say, it was in the 1900s. Because you know, the kids, they'll be like, Mama, back in the 1900s? Girl, I honest to God, it was probably in the 1900s.
Oh, girl, well, girl, you know, you pretty much, you know, you ancient, girl. You ancient to the gym, girl. You go to the gym now, you don't even need to do anything. You don't even have to do anything like, check in. You just walk in, buzz, keep it moving, and you know, the equipment, you know, it's self-sufficient in at the most. But you know, I'd have to say, going back, I go slow. You know, I used to jump in there and be like, oh, I ain't worked out in 3 weeks, and oh, I can go back to the weights I was using, or the speed I was going, or the length of time I was doing it. But you know, like, I'm just starting something gradual. The good thing in the gym I go to, they have a little 30-minute section where you kind of at your own little pace. They give all the machines there. You just do what you need to do. Okay. I do a little cardio. I'm just really trying to get back, because you know, I'm getting ready to go skiing, so I gotta get my knees right. I gotta get my endurance, because you know one thing I tell you about skiing, I don't know if you ever did it before, is it's definitely cardio, but it's a lot of like leg and, girl, you know,
really, legs, the get whole old body.
Mm-hmm, legs get old, you know. And I tore my ACL skiing.
I remember that.
I definitely but I've been on skis since then. So I really like to you know, just get my body back in order. And you know, I gotta drop some weight. You know, I still got COVID weight, then I got holiday weight. Now I got, you know, I got 50 plus weight, you know, so I gotta get myself together, girl.
Were you intimidated at all when you went in there the first time? Because you know, That may be part of my fear, because I haven't been since the 1900s. Mm-hmm. You know, just being intimidated by what is, you know, how did you feel like going back in there the first time?
Yeah, so I would have to say, you know, I don't, you know, I go to one of those judgment-free.
Okay.
I go to a judgment-free gym, so you know, you can't have phones and you can't be grunting and dropping weights and acting like you know, Mr. You know,
Hercules,
Mr.
and that shit.
I do believe that, you know, that makes a difference, because I think people just kind of come, you know, you wherever you at in your fitness world, just get in there. If nothing else, say, I'm just going in there. I'm gonna get on this treadmill for, you know, I'm old and 30 minutes, I'm in and out and on my way. I ain't trying to be there 3 hours. I had 30 okay. minutes. I woke up at like 5:30 this morning. I got there about six something. I did my little 30 minutes. They have, you know, I have like a black card, so I get to go and get in a little, you know, massage chair and they got and stuff like that. Okay. So I'll do that and, you know, girl, get on out of the way and keep moving. But, you know, I would just say, you know, start small and you ain't got to stay long. Girl, don't be mad if you stay 10 minutes. Cause you know, I went in there one time and this guy was like, "Oh, you leaving already?" I said, "You know what?
Bastard.
Half my thing was walking into the gym, getting there. And then if I feel like later in the day, I want to come back. Not like it's unlimited. I go back again. You know, I just wanted to go and just kind of get the motions. Yes, and it's a cute little machine. And you can use your arms and legs. And I just did that. Because sometimes you just got to get a move. You got to move.
Yeah.
And then I'll, you know, I may go back later in the afternoon or maybe I'll go back, you know, that night. But so I just, you know, I don't feel like you got to be at the gym three straight hours. I'll go in there 20 minutes. Yeah. I'll come back 10 minutes. I'll come back. I just do the massage chair. I'll come back. You know, I may just do the ab machine. You know, so girl, I would just say going back, I would just say walk through the door.
That's the hardest part is getting ready to go.
Get
like
through
the putting
door,
the stuff on and getting in the car and driving over there.
Because when you see the people that are in there, I mean, everybody, you know, you want to say everybody Miss America, but you know what? We didn't been there. We done there. You didn't been a size zero already.
You didn't been a size two already.
Yeah. You didn't been all of that before. I mean, I'm a grown woman with kids. And you a grown woman with kids. Just get in there, do some work. And I don't feel intimidated. When I say walk by and I see someone my age that may be more fit, I just kind of like, oh, you know, look, she doing a little thing. But you know what? That, you know, I know what my life look like because I got to go to work. I got to log on. I got to, you know, I got my own business. So I, you know, if I don't work,
so
I don't get paid.
And a business, right?
Yeah. I don't get paid. So I mean, I look at my calendar. Oh, I ain't got no meeting until 8 o'clock. I'm going to run to the gym. But I think my goal is I'm going to try to go really, really early in the morning. Like, like 6 o'clock, just go get it out of there, be back home before 7 o'clock news start, and you know, just kind of start my day and not make it a task, just make it a and what I do, and I'm gonna tell you what I do is my church has devotion. I mean, they have their sermons online. Sometimes I'm like, I may go back and listen to an old sermon, and I may listen to it while I'm working out. And then, you know, I may start it in the car on my way there and then listen. And then that just kind of keep me going. And then by the time I get home, maybe I finished it, maybe I haven't. And then I get my day started, you know, that, and not to say I'm blending it with my devotion time, but I'm definitely making sure that I, you know, get a little extra in my devotion when I'm going. So.
And, you know, we need to start living healthier because we're not getting any younger. You know, I noticed the stuff that I used to be able to do, girl, when I was like 20 and 30 and even 40 years old, I can't do now. Me and Sean went to lunch one day. And, girl, I had a cocktail or two at lunch, you know, because we were celebrating.
Then knock you down.
Yeah, girl.
Put you on your butt.
Girl, I was laying in the back seat of the 9-seater. Sean had to drive us home. I had to go lay down before we picked the kids up. Girl, anytime I think about getting a cocktail, I better be in the ready position to sleep. Because I can't do that anymore.
Yeah, when I drink now, I just get sleepy. So I'm like, it's really kind of like, I call it melatonin. I might as well go on here and take that on my way because every time, I mean, even when I'm out, we went to brunch. Yeah. I went to brunch with some ladies on Sunday, and you know, I could tell when there's no alcohol in there because I was drinking fruit juice because they ain't do nothing to me. As soon as I got home, made me a cocktail, watched me a little football. Shoot, I was out like a light.
Girl, I thought it was just me. I was like, why am I getting so sleepy every time I have a
It's the sugars. I think our body reacting to all of these carbs and it's sugary. I don't care. Unless you're drinking straight vodka, straight gin, straight something, they have a lot of sugars in it. And it's just like, you might as well just say you ate a piece of bread.
And you know, our 50-year-old bodies are processing this differently than our 40-year-old bodies, girl, because I could drink 2-3 cocktails and keep it moving and still work. And I'm wondering why behind in my business, why I'm so behind in getting stuff done, where I used to put the kids to bed and then work for a couple more hours and then go to sleep. Hell, I'm going to sleep with the kids because I done had 2 cocktails and I can't keep my head up. Girl, sometimes I wake up and my glasses be next to me because somebody done took them off for me. And I'm not all the way.
And you know what? I think as we get older, I say, you know, we did that in our 20s. You know, I used to drink you up under the, I can drink you up under the table. In my 30s, I could drink you up under the table. In my 40s, I could drink you up under the table. No, I'm like, you know, I have a cocktail, but I think it's really more just to, you know, soothing, you soothe my mind kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't really like, you know, it ain't, you know, maybe I want to taste something or try something, but I ain't really trying to do too much.
Drink you under the table. Girl, we can't drink nobody up under the table. Somebody gonna have to come get us from up under the table.
Girl,
cause baby,
it has a different effect. And I watch some friends, you know, they drink, and I'm like, girl, you can't even walk in heels on a regular day. So don't be trying to drink, because you, I can't hold you. I can't be picking you up.
Right, I got falling just down, for me, baby, and can't walk up the stairs no more. Girl, breathing all hard. I'm going
breathing all hard.
To get back into the gym like you're doing. You have motivated me because
come on, girl. I got you know who motivated me? My daughter. She sent me a text every morning. She's my new accountability partner. We have Wednesday noon prayer every Wednesday. This is our new thing, me, her, and my son. And she said, Mom, we got to get back to the gym. And she realized it, and she said, so she'll send me a text, send me a picture of you at the gym. So, you know, I don't know, you know, she on Pacific Coast. So I know by the time she wake up, I got to send her thing saying, I went to the gym. So I only been doing this 2 days now. So, you know, she said, Mom, if we can get to the gym about, you know, 4 days, you know, then we'll be good. I'm like, okay, sweetie, you know, and that'll be my motivation, because she'll be like, oh, I went and walked, you know, I ran 5 miles, you know, she'll say something like that. And I am competitive in a sense, but
you always have been. Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah. But you know, sometimes you need a partner, because you know what, you know, I've always kind of had a partner to kind of work out with, but you know, sometimes, you know, that ain't an option for me. So
yeah. And so, you know, my girlfriend Fanshawn asked me one day, she said, who is your accountability partner?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't have one. She said, you need somebody to be accountable to. You need somebody who you not necessarily that you have to report to, but somebody who can hold you accountable to make sure that you know, those things that you said you were going to do, you're going to do, and somebody who's going to tell you you didn't do it right, or you didn't honor your commitment. And so I appreciate you and your daughter, and that, you know, that what you, the trust factor that y'all have built up with one another, and how, you know, that motivates you to make sure that you are doing the things that, you know, that you guys talked about, and you're getting that picture tour. And it's like you said, it's not a task.
Yeah.
And I think that's a lot of times where we fall off the wayside when we make these New Year's resolutions. It becomes a task.
You should make it like a thing with, my sister's so funny. When my kids would go visit her, she would be like, girl, we're gonna have a competition. So she'd have people, my kids cleaning her floors, cleaning her tables, talking about she would throw dirty she would throw old t-shirts on the floor and say, let's see who can clean this up the fastest or can sweep this up the fastest. My kids would be like, Mommy, she be having us cleaning up her house. I said, but you know what? It's exercise. And the same thing with your kids. You could probably say, let's start something that, you know, like every day we're going to try to do 20 push-ups or 10. I ain't gonna say 20 is a lot, girl, at this age. I'm going to say 10 push-ups. So we're going to do some sit-ups, you know, just
yoga, because yoga. They have kid yoga, and these kids know better than I do what the positions are. We got some mats.
You ain't got to do a downward dog and a child's pose a couple of times. Raise your leg up and do you some warrior poses, and girl, and go on about your day. You know what? I think we keep thinking you got to do it for a long time. Girl, if you did it 10 minutes every day, every single day, I'm gonna tell you, even this is what I got on my doggone chair. I have a little thing, and it's hooked onto my chair. And sometimes I'll be in a meeting, I'd be like,
moving my arm,
girl, because you know that back, that fat underneath, girl.
And it's good too for our circulation, because we sitting and looking, and we're not moving, especially during COVID. And girl, a lot of, you know, our movement got cut out during COVID. All that moving and grooving that we were doing, and dashing and darting
and walking. Even just walking a happy hour, girl. You know, at least you was walking somewhere. You were parking, somewhere. Walking.
Mobile or active like we used to be, and it is showing up in our, like you said, endurance. You getting ready to go to Black Ski Weekend in Vail, and girl, endurance, you know,
Girl, I did an incline in Colorado. I climbed a mountain 1 mile up, you know, and walked down 4 miles. So you have to climb, and it was a stair climb all the way up. And I did 1 mile stair climb, you know, and we used to get there, you know, we're going to do this in, you know, an hour or less or whatever, you know, because, you know, you got people on there. So you can't climb fast, but you're climbing up a mountain straight for 1 mile and then down 4 miles. We used to do this every Saturday.
And my ass would be laid out if I did that.
And then, you know, you know that altitude, my lungs, shoot, my cardio was on point. I come here, I live in a tri-level, I live a brownstone. Man, I walk, when I walk from the first floor to the second floor, I be thinking, do I need to go to the third floor right now? I don't need to go to the third floor, then let me just wait it out. And I gather all my stuff at the stairs. When I go up, I'm like, I'm going up. I ain't trying to go back and forth. Girl, he used to be like, go walk. And why I ain't walk? I'm supposed to be walking up and down these stairs like a stairmaster, girl.
Like a G, girl.
I ain't doing that, girl.
Now we like a G, like a granny.
Yes, being granny. And I am, you know, I'm just floored that I even, you know, how I keep thinking, how did I allow myself to get here? You know,
is it life?
You know, I think I've gotten too comfortable with too many different things. And I'm I gotta get back to me. I gotta get back to me.
And challenging yourself. We have to, and that's something that I haven't done. Like yesterday I was working and somebody said, why don't you do it this way? Why don't you do it that way? And girl, I wanted to cuss her out.
Yeah,
she was requiring me to do some stuff, but what she was doing was challenging my creativity and trying to make me think outside the box. And when I got home, I had to call her back and say, thank you for challenging me, because I was not challenging myself.
Yes.
And so I think if we start challenging ourselves, like you going to the gym for 10 minutes, having that accountability partner, especially when we've made these promises to live healthier in our latter years, I think it's going to make all the difference in the world. Girl, I'm so glad we had some time.
Yeah. But you know, I got to give you a shout out, girl, because you know what? I've been watching you on social media, and I'm going to tell you, you are doing it with this Black Entrepreneurs Day. You got to just pub it up a little bit, because we're going to throw this out there.
Okay. So, you know, the state of Minnesota has $17 billion in surplus money. And you know, they're getting ready to decide what to do with these funds. And so I look up and I don't see any of that money going to small Black businesses. Mm. And so, you know, we got in with the governor, lieutenant governor, and I was like, you know, this ain't just for me. This is for all small Black businesses. Mm-hmm. And so somebody said, well, have everybody call their legislators. I said, we ain't calling nobody. Mm-hmm. When you got some money on the line, baby, we goes to folks' house.
We going
to the state capitol on February 3rd,
my birthday.
Yes. It's a party with a purpose. We going to talk to these legislators, let them know what we need as small Black business owners. And after we get through talking and they listen, we're gonna have lunch together. But it's really kind of the beginning of something, because we want to have eyes and ears at the Capitol. This is the problem. By the time we find out about money, it's already been spent. We're reading about it in the paper.
It's been allocated already.
And there's nothing that we can do because we missed the deadline. Why? Because we don't know what's going on at the Capitol. And you know, I'm talking to a lot of business owners who say, well, I don't want to be political. Look, ain't nobody saying you got to have a Trump flag or sticker. What I'm saying is you need to be involved in the government of politics.
Yes, because they're making policies and they are the ones that are seeing it firsthand. I mean, if you don't know the people who are representing you in government, I mean, you know, they don't care. There are some issues that on the table I don't really care about. But when it affects me and my family, I care about it.
And we need to make our voice heard. So February 3rd at 10:30, a couple hundred business owners are going to be at the state capitol in Minnesota. Awesome. And we are going to make sure our legislators understand that we are watching and looking and waiting for them to do something for small Black businesses, because they got $17 billion. And that ain't their money. That's our money. That's taxpayer
money.
And
I'm going to tell you, so you make them accountable. Because when you do that on February 3rd, they're going to know. Oh, they know. Because I think the problem was they didn't think you knew.
No.
And when you found out, it was always late. But now you know beforehand.
Oh, get in front of this train. Get in front of this train.
We ain't proactive.
I'm not going to wait until the train passed by and be mad because they didn't pick us up. No, we're going to get in front of the train so you can see us, so you can make sure that you don't miss picking us up this time.
I can't wait. I can't wait. And you know, I'm there with you in spirit, and I might be in there in body. You never know, you know, but y'all got that y'all be having those winter storms, but you know, because I support you. I hope everyone out there understand what you are doing. And this is an unselfish act that you're doing, bringing this to those Black entrepreneurs. And I mean, it's awesome. A Black, you are the spearhead, the creator of the Black Entrepreneurs Day, and I want everybody in your government to understand you did this.
Oh girl, and you know it's a labor of love, because I could have just went in there and took whatever money was on the table for me and then bragged about it. But that's not what it's about, because I understand that when one of us wins, we all win. And if I got the access, you too, her too, him too, them over there, y'all come on. You know, and so it's going to be a historic day. They said there's never been anything like it before, ever. Yeah,
ever. See, and I'm excited because, you know, we have older Black businesses run by people who may not be as educated about these processes. And you're bringing it to the forefront of not only those that you know, that can read about it, but those who probably didn't even know that this was out there, that this was money for them. So I'm excited about it. And I can't wait to hear more. And I will definitely be following you and pubbing and sending all your stuff out. And I know you got out there on social media, and I'll be pushing it too.
Well, girl, and thank you for the prayers, because I just see God opening doors and doing things and creating partnerships that I could never have done on my own. And when you are walking in faith and praying the whole way, you will see God's hand, and it will be amazing. And I'm just amazed every day that I wake up what He is doing in my life and the lives of my children and with this event. So thank you for letting me talk about it on the show, girl.
Always know that, you know, there's always someone out there interceding and praying on your behalf. You know, once they know that, you know, you are a woman of God, and that you are a praying woman and a tithing woman. Hey, you know what? I'm always, you know, you know, you can't help but say, you know what? You know, the Heavenly Father, put your arms of protection around everything that's going out there.
Amen.
So,
amen.
I'm always happy to, you know, be your support system. But you know, as I say, I'm always in the cut for you, girl.
I know, girl, since the day we met. Yep. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. Thank y'all for listening.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
You deserve more internet than what you get from just your cell phone. Get free high-speed internet at home, a $29.95 value, when you qualify for Internet Essentials Plus and the Affordable Connectivity Program. Enjoy more streaming, gaming, and video chatting on more devices for free, with unlimited data and a wireless gateway included at no extra cost. No fees, no taxes, and no annual contract. Connect to more of what you love for free with Xfinity and the Affordable Connectivity Program. Click, call, or visit a store to learn more.
It's time we get back into the family business and become bus drivers. Metro Transit is looking for operators. So get on over to their hiring event on Saturday, February 4th from 9 until noon at the new North Loop Garage in Minneapolis on 8th Avenue. You can apply in person and get interviewed on the spot. And here's the best part. You can test drive one of their 40-foot Metro Transit buses. And don't worry, staff members will be on hand to help you navigate that thing. But you got this. And they've got up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus for you if you get hired. Now, all y'all know, we got kinfolk who have been Metro Transit bus drivers. Either your uncle, your cousin, grandpa, somebody. And they always had extra money in their pocket, because this job pays well. And they've got good benefits. It's time we get back into the family business and become drivers. So get on over to the Metro Transit Bus Operator Hiring Event on Saturday, February 4th from 9 until noon, and apply for one of these positions. You don't need experience, and they'll pay for your training. You can't beat that. Just make sure you bring a valid driver's license and bring a friend. The more, the merrier. For more info, just go to metrotransit.org/drive.
Did you know that United Healthcare helps connect you to doctors and therapists with 24/7 access to virtual care?
So I could have therapy from my couch?
Yep.
Or a doctor appointment from my car?
If you wanted to.
Wait, you're right. I don't even like when people see me sing in the car. Couch appointment it is.
Virtual visits are just one of the ways United Healthcare helps connect you to better health. Learn more at uhc.com. Plan benefits may vary.
You started your business with big dreams and big ideas. But achieving your goals is a matter of doing the little things right. At Bremer Bank, we're ready to help you navigate all the details, questions, and challenges you encounter on your way to growth and success. Because right now, relationships matter more than ever. And understanding is everything. Find out more at bremer.com.
It's never too late to set the stage for well-being. Here's your well-being tip of the day from YMCA of the North. Put mindfulness in your tool belt. Mindfulness is a method of paying attention and bringing awareness to whatever is happening at the moment. Be open to the idea of being present and honest with yourself. Observe what's happening rather than trying to control what's happening. We reduce our stress, anxiety, and negative emotions when observing rather than get overly flustered in our reactions. For more well-being tips, meditation, and yoga classes, visit us at ymcanorth.org/well-being.